Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa. I'm so glad we're far apart.
Well, apparently we're going to be far apart for a while if this damn epidemic has its way. Or pandemic or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think right? You wanted to hit me like 2 minutes ago and I was close to hitting you.
Yeah, and it's like if we could fight virtual fight this fighting, we had it. And I think virtually, I'm a little stronger than I am in real life. So watch out, girlfriend. Watch out, girlfriend.
It's right? Very possible.
I think it could be really possible. Samantha, it's a challenging time right now.
Challenging.
Right? You need to have your patience.
No, you know what I have a problem with, Lisa?
What?
Wendy Williams is in reruns and I'm pissed.
Oh, everybody, now that your work has stopped being open, everything's in reruns.
It's super boring.
Yeah, there's no joy.
What?
Because they're people too, right? So they're at home trying to not get the disease.
I know. And it's like, really? That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
I was looking forward to like a 9 cup of coffee with Wendy and some good tabloid news, you know?
Nothing
now.
No. But, you know, you can start watching General Hospital because it's still new every day.
Gen Hosp,
right? It's new every day.
That's more a you thing than a me thing.
Well, you know what? You may have to adapt your ways. You could be off work for a few weeks.
I think I got sucked into Days of Our Lives there for a moment.
Oh, I can't do it. You know what? I thought about Days of Our Lives, and then I realized that they let Roman, who's not Roman, but then became John Black, go salt and pepper, and I lost it. I'm like, no, he never should have been salt and pepper. So I say no to that show.
He's not cute anymore.
He's not, right? He's not. It doesn't work for me. Right. So I'm just saying, right. You gotta give it some thought.
Okay. Lisa, but, Lisa,
what?
Lisa,
what?
If we were sitting next to each other, I'd give you the death glare.
Okay. Sorry.
I need you to let me to talk.
Okay, I'm sorry. I haven't talked for like a day and a half, it seems.
We've got a whole hour and more to like let you rip, dear.
Okay, Samantha, that's fine.
You gotta let me talk, man.
Okay, fine, fine. You were talking. I asked how you were doing.
Yes, but then you just keep talking.
Well, because I thought maybe you cared about how I was doing.
I care.
Doesn't seem like you do. I disagree. I don't think you do care, actually.
I think I care a lot.
I don't know.
I do.
Do you? Do you really, Samantha?
I just really hope that the Royal Albert stuff behind you is still in the will for me.
No, it's changing. I'm going to give it to charity. I'm going to give it to the first nice lady I see at the hospital. Right? I'm going to ask for her name and her number, and I'm going to say, I got a Royal Family collection for you.
Come on.
Yep, that's how it goes, right? She doesn't tell me to shut up.
I need to be compensated for my friendship.
No, right? I compensate you. I am the compensation, Samantha. No,
that's not enough for me.
Well, that's all you get.
Oh, okay.
It's all you. What do I get? What do I get?
You get nothing. You get me.
You get nothing and you get nothing and you get nothing. That's what it is, right? I'm just saying.
Don't you think it's totally crazy what's happening? Like stores are shutting down.
I know, right? Where I work, shut down.
Yeah.
Where you work, shut down.
Yes.
Everything is shutting down.
Sephora, everybody. Even the local businesses, hey, and that's tough for them.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. It's a weird time, hey, because like I remember being a kid and my mom telling me how she remembered when the Canadian Prime Minister at the time, which was Pierre Elliott Trudeau, he had to do the War Measures Act, right?
Okay.
Because I think that was maybe during, I don't know what it was during, but it was during something really bad in Canada. And they put curfews on you and they could tell you what you could do and what you couldn't do and things like that. So this is crazy.
This is totally crazy.
Yeah. Like I hope all our friends are safe and sound.
Yes.
And hopefully everybody's taking it serious, right? Because, you know, it's serious. Like they don't just shut down your work.
No, they, right? It really is self-isolation.
That's what they want. That's what they say they want, right?
They really are encouraging you to stay away from people.
Yeah, they just want you to go home and just stay at home.
Yeah, the problem is, though, I think people are like, okay, so now what do we do?
Like, well, people get bored. Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Exactly, right?
You know? All of a sudden, we're like, hey, let's get a hobby. Okay, what does that look like?
I know. Or you're at home. All your friends are off. It's like I said to you today, right? Well, let's figure out when we can go for lunch. We can't go for lunch. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Self-isolation time.
But I'm thinking, you know what? My best friend's off work. We need to, we got to go hang out now for a week.
Oh, no, we don't.
No, we don't, right? No, we got to stay. But you know what? Here's the upside to all of it, Samantha. Comfy clothes.
Yes. Not right? Enough of that happening.
Right. So trust me, there's lots of comfy pants that are in your future.
I think that I might have to get another TV.
Oh, you need a bigger TV.
I'm going to put one in my bedroom. I'm never going to leave my bed. I won't leave my bed for 5 days, 6 days, yeah. 7 days, whatever that looks
like. I know, right? Yeah, you really should, hey?
I never thought of it. Well, you have one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm using it a lot. I have one in the bedroom. Yeah. Yeah. It's not as big as the one in the TV room, but it's still a really good size.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Like, it's good enough.
Huh.
Right? Yeah.
Well, most people, like, maybe you'll read. Hey, no, there's a lot.
Hasn't even crossed my mind. Hasn't even crossed my mind to read.
Not even a flicker.
Not even a flicker. No. There'll be no reading.
No, there'll be no reading. Mm-mm. I have like 4 or 5 books I could read.
There you go. Ooh, doesn't that sound like a fun time?
Yes, it does.
Wow. Crazy times over at the Sperling residence. Right? You know,
yeah. My parents, I think, are getting a little bored, though.
Are they staying home?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're being good parents.
That's good, right? Well, because, you know, Larry and Sheila, right? They got to stay put.
Yep.
You know.
As my sister texts me. Okay, so you need to run errands for mom and dad. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Nobody gets to run errands. No. They got to run their own errands. They got to take care of themselves. Pandemic affects you, too. Right.
Well, she's like all panicky. And I'm like, you know, mom and dad are okay. Hey, like they want to take care of themselves.
What's their biggest errand, right? They got to go to the co-op and get some groceries.
Or the pharmacy.
Yeah. Right.
But they have special times for seniors.
Yeah, I know, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good, right?
Well, it's all good. We'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
But speaking of seniors.
Yeah.
What about our girl?
The queen.
Yeah.
The queen. Oh, my God. So the queen's getting a little flack, eh?
Why?
Because she left Buckingham Palace and canceled some events. She's 94 years old. She'll be 95 on April 26th.
Whoa.
She cancels a couple events and people are all jumping down the old gal's throat.
Why?
Come on, people, right? Right? Everybody's canceling everything. You know?
I think that's normal. Why doesn't everybody else think that's normal?
Well, I don't know. She's an old lady. Her husband's almost 100. Right? They need to go to the country and they need to self-isolate.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. Not for long, but he's still alive. Right?
Oh, my God. Seriously. Yeah.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy.
Don't diss on the queen. But you know what? Here's something that's kind of cool that we talked a little bit about it last week that I think everybody has to do. It's another new song that you can wash your hands to.
Oh, I like those.
Right? It's the I Will Survive Challenge by Gloria Gaynor, right?
I will survive.
Uh-huh. Right? I can't sing it. It's too high for me. But you know that song, right? As long as I am... That one, right? Apparently that's the new... That's this week's hit.
Wasn't it? Didn't she do a video to it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then it went viral.
Oh, for God's
sake. Yeah. Because she was showing people how to wash their hands.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The fact that people need to be shown how to wash their hands.
Then there's like YouTube videos out because the problem is they say, go figure, is that people don't wash between their fingers.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. They're not paying attention. They're just washing. And just think, for all those years that I thought Mike Gibson was crazy when he was like, you just giving your hands a drink? Or are you giving them some soap? He was onto something, eh? Dude was on to something.
Oh my God. Do you remember when we worked together and you refused to wash your hands?
When? That sounds funny.
Because you knew where your hands had been and they were dirty.
And they weren't dirty.
They were dirty from like hanger gunk and.
Yes, they were just normal dirty. And now that's clear. It wasn't after I went pee. I didn't refuse to wash my hands after I went pee or poo. Right? It was just like. If we were having a snack, and you'd be like, you should wash your hands. I'm like, that's fine. I know where they've been.
Oh, these are the good old days.
Right? Because those were my hands.
You have to justify stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, I felt I needed to clarify that just in case, right? Those were my hands. I knew where they had been.
Yes.
They seemed to be doing them.
Except they had dirt on them.
Well, they were a little bit dirty.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. A little bit dirty.
But our grandparents had dirty hands, and they were fine, too.
Well, I don't think they went through... the coronavirus pandemic.
No, right?
No, they just went through depression.
They just went through depression.
A couple of wars.
Yeah, that comes up. And then somebody was saying something yesterday on, it was Michael Bublé. Oh, your guy, Michael Bublé, he posted something. You posted it on your Facebook. And he said, what did Michael Bublé say? And he said, they asked our grandparents to go to war. They're just asking us to sit on a couch. And I'm like, isn't that true though? Hey, because we're all complaining, right? We're all bored already. I'm not bored. I've been kind of like self-isolated since July. So if you get frustrated, and friends of the podcast, same for you guys, right? Drop me a line because I'm really good at self-isolation. I've been by myself since July.
Lisa, expert on self-isolation.
I feel I'm the expert, right? I feel I have a leg up. I feel I've been self-isolating for quite a while.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's true.
Right? With one outing a week. Right?
If you're lucky.
If I was lucky. If I was really, really good. So I feel I could be your go-to. I should write a book. Maybe I'm an author.
Oh my God.
Oh, I should write a book during the pandemic.
Lisa's Guide to Self-Isolation.
Yes. Right?
Chapter one.
Cooking with a twist. Right? Right? Watch your soaps. You can brush up on your soaps.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Watch the talk shows that aren't so about today. Right? That's what you got to do, Samantha. That's what you got to do.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know what else is happening though? And when I started to hear this, I was just like, people are getting greedy. They're buying up all the supplies.
Oh my God. Hey,
selling it on eBay or Amazon.
Isn't that ridiculous? Ah. I know. That's gluttony. That's gluttony.
That's hardcore. That's like taking advantage of a horrible situation.
Yeah, it's not good.
I think up to $50 to $80 for hand sanitizer.
Now, am I a horrible person if I admit and I think in the back of my head, there's a part of me that was like, smart. Does that make me horrible? Because I do think that. I think it's horrible, but I also am like. I
thought it was a good business.
But I'm also like, right?
Oh my God.
You know?
Of course you did.
Right?
You stupid ass.
But it's bad. Very bad. Very, very bad. Very bad. Right? Very bad.
Like, very bad.
Yeah, it's very bad. Lisa. It's very, very bad. Very bad. Very bad. But yes, people are being very greedy and people are being rude.
Oh yeah. That's
right. Are you finding that?
I think people are being a little bit rude. And you know what? I think people need to chill and be nice to the grocery clerks or people in retail who are still there.
Who are still there.
Be thankful.
Yeah.
They could all be gone.
They could all be gone and then you got nothing. Then you really are self-isolated. You got nowhere to go.
You have nowhere to go.
Right? Because that's the thing. The people who don't want to self-isolate, they're going into stores that they don't even care about just to get out.
Yeah.
Right? But if they weren't open, you know, I'm just saying.
There was this, I read, I think it was on Facebook, where this person had gone into, I don't know, like a Save On Foods kind of type grocery store. And they're looking for Katie. And they just simply asked the first grocery clerk they found and said, hey, I can't find any Katie on the shelf. And the lady was like, oh, I am so sorry. We're out. I really apologize. Listen, the grocery clerk went crazy with the apologies. And the person's like, hey, it's okay. I totally understand. Yeah. Oh my God, you're being so nice to me.
Oh, I bet they're getting...
at this poor person all day about Kraft dinner.
Wow. Hey,
seriously, people,
there's better things we can fight about. Right.
You could have even, no food. You could be like, on, you could be on war stamps or food stamps or whatever they did during the war. You'd be on rations.
Yeah. You could be eating, liver and hearts right now. Ugh. Right. Uh-huh. You know? Yeah, that's not cool. But you know what was pretty cool is our girl, Jan Arden, she put a mini concert on for us this week. Did you catch it?
Yeah, I caught it. It was cool.
Yeah, I think it was just for me and you.
No, it was not.
I thought it was. I thought maybe she thought, I bet you Lisa's at home kind of bored right now. Self-isolating and all.
Self-isolating, yeah.
I'm just going to sing a few songs that she probably would appreciate. That's how I took it. You didn't take it like that? No.
But now this is a trend. Now it's trending.
Well, yeah. Now everybody's doing it. Everybody's copping Jan.
Yeah, Keith Urban's doing it. Pink was doing it. And I guess there's plans for other musicians to do free mini concerts on Facebook or whatever.
And that's cool. Yeah, they that's should. Cool. Yeah. Right. Give people something to do. Right.
Exactly. And you know, apparently the Broadway community is streaming their plays.
I heard that they were going to. I didn't hear. Is it starting now?
I think so. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. I think everybody's trying to help everybody out.
Well, because you're bored and what are you going to do? And
exactly. Right. Like the Gibsons, like we're trying to help people out. Right. Like if there's anything that you need, I said this to the HHG too. Let me know. I have a house full of it. And just to clarify, friends of the podcast, we never ever went out and bought it when the pandemic hit. That's just how we are. Gibsons always have lots in back you're stock.
Your doomsday's prepared all the time.
All the time. Yeah. So we didn't have to go out and, buy lots of stuff, but we got lots of stuff. Right. Now, you know what it is now. Now it's like looking for stuff that you want to eat. That's what I found. Cause we went to the grocery store today and I said to Mike, I said, I felt like as though I was looking like it was like a special day, right? Like it was like, I wanted special treats. Because who knows what the next few days brings. So I bought some Golden Graham Teddy Grahams and I bought some Oreo cookies. And Mike didn't even care about the diabetes. Didn't even care, Samantha. I think he just was like, you know what? Right? We are in an emergency right now. Our province has just declared a state of an emergency. My wife needs cookies. She better get some cookies, right?
Or forward thinking.
Okay.
You kind of are the first to go.
Well, that's a good point too, right? Just give her a little push. Just give her a little friendly push.
Just thinking, just feed her the food she wants to eat.
Right? Let her go happy.
The monster's coming.
Yeah, it's coming for her, right? It's coming for her, for sure. Isn't that so funny though? Yeah.
That's so bad. Okay, I'll take that back. He just doesn't care to eat. Cookies.
No, he didn't care right now. Right now he doesn't care.
With the diabetes.
Yeah. Right now he's just like, can you eat? I'm like, yes, I can eat. Thank you.
Well, you have been doing a lot of that.
No, I know. My new favorite supper is peanut butter and jam sandwich.
That's more like a lunch.
I don't know. I'm liking it as a supper. I'm enjoying it as a supper item, Samantha. Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying. That's what I find. But you know what I find also too, is that this whole pandemic thing, this is the perfect scenario, the perfect storm for the HHG.
I know.
Right? She can avoid people and stay home.
Yes.
Right? She has to be in heaven. She has to have thought that she's died and gone to heaven now, right?
Because she kept saying, why can't it be me?
Right? Yeah.
Why can't I self-quarantine?
Right. And now, because that's what she was saying all last week, right? I got a couple text messages from her saying, talking about it. And she'd be like, yeah, I think I'm going to have to self-isolate if I ever get sick. Right. So now she gets to self-isolate, even though she's not sick.
Nope.
So she gets to be healthy.
Yes.
And lay in bed and do nothing.
Do nothing.
Right.
Yes.
Put on her Hugh Hefners every night. Right. And her fancy slippers to make breakfast in.
Yep.
And she's good to go.
Well, and isn't her son coming home too?
I think he's coming home today. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So, right. So she'll have somebody home in the nest.
Yeah.
Right. And perfect. he's probably got to self-isolate because he's been in America. Right. So yeah.
Yes.
I told her, I said, you better find us some Netflix series to start watching. Right. That's what she's going to have to do. That's what she's going to have to do.
But you know what? It's funny. Here's hoping that her son does do the 14-day quarantine, self-quarantine.
Yeah.
Because people are not heeding the warnings of COVID-19.
I think he will, because he's a good boy. I think he will. People are not, they're not heeding the warnings, are they?
You don't know what you did or touched while you were gone.
No. But here's the thing too. Even I was at the hospital today, I had an appointment, and they always have like the hand sanitizer. Uh-huh. Now what they do is when you go to the desk, they make you hand sanitize, right? Before it was just there as a suggestion.
Oh,
you used it, you didn't use it, right? Now they tell, oh, and can you please use the sanitizer? And I'm like, hey, that's pretty smart of you, right? Because I was one of those people before that probably wouldn't have, because I'd be like, I'm fine, right? But now I'm like, yep, I'll use it.
It took a lot to get you to wash your hands.
Yeah, right? I was slow to the party.
You're slow to the party.
I was slow to the party, Samantha.
But speaking of slow to the party.
Uh-huh.
Joe Biden.
Oh.
What is up with him?
Oh, I tell you, it's all over the... He's going to win. He's going to win the Democratic nomination.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's like 200 and some delegates ahead of Bernie Sanders. I believe Bernie can't catch him. Or to speak in proper American terms, I don't think Bernie has a path to the presidency. Right? That's the proper term, right? I don't think Bernie has a path to the nomination.
Oh my God. Right? Now, if you could just do that with an accent, that would be
perfect. I know. How good would that be? But they had some debates this week, right? So it was just Joe and Bernie, and they kind of cornered Joe, and they asked Joe who he would pick for a running mate if he becomes the nomination, and Joe committed to picking a woman.
Yeah, but who?
Well, I don't know, but I'm hoping. Come on, Kamala Harris, let's get my girl back. last thing I read, she was the first choice in like out of the women.
Not Elizabeth Warren?
No, not Elizabeth Warren. No. But how exciting would that be? Because I love Kamala Harris.
Yeah, but really as the second in the whole show, she's not really that important, is she?
Well, she'd be the vice president. It's pretty important.
Are you sure?
If they win, yeah.
They're not going to win, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But that's my pick, is Kamala Harris all the way.
Okay.
Right?
So at these big shindigs, do they have like sign language interpreters for the...
Oh my God, it's kind of funny. And this is going to sound horrible, but I gotta say it, right? Friends of the podcast, you know me by now. I got to just say it as I see it. Why, if I'm a sign language interpreter, why is my facial expression so dramatic?
Because you're trying to convey the emotion with your face as you sign the words for...
I don't know. It doesn't even look like it matches. It looks like they're signing something completely different. Like, it looks like they're signing like a baseball game.
Okay.
Like their face. And I'm like, I said to Mike, I said, am I missing something? I said, or like, what's with the face? And it's like really kind of entertaining if you start watching it, right? Because everybody's different. Some people, they barely make any face movement. Other people, they got crazy faces. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is that about? You know,
and this is kind of all you learn watching the debates.
Yeah, no, this is true. No, I noticed the sign language people through the morning briefs of the virus stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I noticed.
John wants to be the sign language person for our podcast.
I know. I think he could be, right? I think he could be. Think of how many people are missing out because they don't hear. right? Yeah, I think you got. I think you could be John, right? I think yeah, I think definitely he could do it. I think that'd be kind of. I think a little bit funny. Okay, but here's something I've been wondering about for a couple of days now. Who decided that 12 made a dozen?
Or to use the word dozen, maybe?
Like, why is 12 a dozen?
I don't know.
And why is it a dozen?
Well, six is half a dozen.
But who decided that, why is 14 not a dozen?
I don't know.
That's what I'm asking.
Why?
Right?
Okay, but why would you care?
I just thought about it the other day. And I was like, yeah, I'm curious about that. Dear Lisa, I wonder why 12 is a dozen. And why, who decided that? Like to me, 10 would be a perfect dozen.
10 is 12, not 12 though.
But 12 seems a little much.
How do you know?
Well, 10 seems a little better for you than 12.
In what way?
In all ways, it just does. Every way. Okay. 10 seems better than 12. You don't think so?
No.
No?
No.
Huh. Okay. All right.
But you do have a thing. So are you thinking 12 because all you do is eat eggs now?
I'm like an eggaholic. Yeah.
Cause like,
maybe that got me thinking, right? Because now I got a new favorite food.
What is that?
Well, it's eggs too, but it's back from my childhood. I've brought it back.
Uh-huh.
So when we were kids, my mom used to do scrambled eggs with pork and beans and toast.
Oh, good breakfast. And
not a breakfast. It was a lunch.
That was lunch.
Yeah. We're not having pork and beans for breakfast. That sounds gross. Yeah. So now I've been doing that a little bit. I enjoy a good meal that accompanies toast, like El Spaghetti and toast. Right? I think the toast classes it up a little bit. Right? Like, I'm just not a piece of trash eating my alfagetti out of the can. I got toast on the side.
Toast on the side.
I think, yeah. So that's what I think.
Because you have like beans with toast and eggs. Beans with toast.
Yes. Right? I think I'm classing it up a little bit.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Right? Don't you think that makes sense?
Yeah. Oddly enough, Lisa.
Right? Every now and then, hey? Every now and then. Something makes some sense, Samantha. I'm just saying, right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, here's a question for you. Name two foods that you never eat.
Zucchini, yuck. And liver.
Okay, why zucchini? Why do you hate zucchini?
Ugh.
Like all things, yeah?
Yeah.
Deep fried even?
Yeah. Like it just has zero taste and it's boring. And I know that people put it in like brownies and make it a noodle and whatever into a noodle. Blech.
Blech. Yeah. Blech. No zucchini and liver. That's just a given.
Oh God. That's disgusting.
Right. And you know, we don't need to eat liver in this day and age, right? We're past organ meats. Well, we'll see after the pandemic, we might be back to organ meats.
Might be back.
Yeah. Right. When the economy takes a shit kick in, we might be back.
But to be honest, liver does have the best amount of nutrients in it and vitamins for you. Like it's actually quite good for you.
It's disgusting.
I know. It tastes gross. Doesn't matter what you do to it.
No, it's like mushrooms.
Okay. I like mushrooms.
I don't understand why you like mushrooms.
They're delicious.
They're like, ugh.
They're delish.
Can't do it.
With a little garlic, some butter.
No. Now, would you eat raw mushrooms?
Yeah, I've eaten rama. I put them in a salad.
Ew.
It doesn't bother me.
That's so gross. Mushrooms from a can?
No.
You wouldn't do that? So when we were kids, go ahead.
Well, mushrooms in a can are slimy, and that's just ugh.
Yeah, when we were kids, we used, ew. You'll put mushrooms in chili. That's gross. Just beans. When we were kids, we used to have, and it was a disgusting meal. My mom used to make cream mushrooms on toast. And it was like those belly button mushrooms. Ugh. And some cream sauce, because back in the 70s, everything was a cream sauce, right?
Yep.
And then classed it up by serving it with toast.
Toast.
Right? That's what Wendy did back in the day. Yeah. But you couldn't pay me to eat the liver either. No liver.
No. Okay, well, what about you?
I'd say liver and mushrooms for sure. But even, okay, let's take away liver because nobody eats liver. What else would there be? What else don't I ever eat? You know, I probably don't ever want to eat like that processed meat that I like that has like the macaroni and cheese in it.
Oh, those ones.
Yeah. Like I don't ever want to eat that.
Okay.
But I did used to love bologna when I was a kid.
Oh, I love bologna.
Yeah.
Fried bologna with ketchup.
But then as an adult, I don't think you're supposed to like it anymore.
You're not allowed to like anything processed anymore because it's bad for you.
Because it's bad for you, right? And you know better.
Well, apparently.
I'm just saying, right? That's what they say, you know better. Hey, do you ever think it's too bad that you can't make grilled cheese in a toaster?
Wouldn't it be the cheese ooze down into the toaster and then
make a special toaster? Make a special toaster.
Like what kind of toaster handles that?
Make a toaster that has like a bottom plate that gathers the goo. It gathers the goo. It just gathers the goo and then you take the goo out and then you clean it.
Huh. No.
Cause just think of like you gotta take out a pan.
And you gotta butter it.
Right? Like a grilled cheese, for it being like America's favorite sandwich and everybody loves them, right? It's a lot of work. And especially too, like if you used we always use like the block of cheese. So I'm having to cut cheese. That's a pain in the ass. I'm having to butter the bread. Like it's a lot of work for a grilled cheese, it seems lately.
What are you doing, Lisa? You got nothing but time on your hands.
I know, but it doesn't. But that's my time, and that's not how I want to spend it, making grilled cheeses. I want an easier way to make a grilled cheese. That's all I'm saying, Samantha.
Well, I guess you should just invent something then, Lisa.
Well, I don't know. Okay, I got something.
Okay.
I got something interesting for you.
Okay.
Okay. Because you know how I'm a chef.
No, you're not.
And I like to cook.
No, you don't.
I came across an article in a magazine. Okay. And these are four things that a chef would never order in a restaurant. That's like me. So I will never order these things in a restaurant now. Barbecued chicken, because the chicken is stale.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they're making it barbecued. Anything with, you'll like this one. Anything
that's
with uncooked.
That's why they're making it barbecued?
Yeah, because the chicken is stale. So they're dumping barbecue sauce on it.
Ugh.
Yeah. You'll like this one. Anything with uncooked tomatoes, because tomatoes are riddled with bacteria.
True dat.
They say tomatoes gather lots of bacteria.
Huh.
Yeah. Here's one that caught me off guard. Artichoke or spinach dip. Usually it's frozen and microwaved.
Oh, that's sad.
I know, right? Usually it's like a puck. That's what it is. It's a puck.
And then they just stick it in the microwave.
Yeah, just like that. And then this one hurt my heart a little bit. Bread before the meal. Restaurants have been known to reuse unused bread.
That's horrible.
Right? So, they didn't use it. It goes into the basket. It gets used on the next people's table.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Isn't that horrible? Right?
It could be stale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
And you know what? And that kind of made me sad because one of my favorite things about going out for supper, a nice supper, is I like a good bread. I like a nice fresh piece of bread before my meal.
Well, we had good bread at Taverna's.
Yeah, we did. When we were kids, we used to go out for suppers and we used to go to places and you could choose bread or Melba toast.
Melba toast?
That was fancy.
What's up with Melba toast?
Do you know what Melba toast is?
Yes, Lisa, I do. But why are you getting it in a restaurant?
I don't know, but it came in the bread basket. Came in the bread bowl.
That seems odd.
No, it was good. It was classy, Samantha.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was classy. Right?
No, it's not.
It was. Back then, I think it was. You know, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Well, you can't go to restaurants anymore anyways, because apparently you're supposed to order... You're supposed to order food in or do takeout.
But isn't that a little bit risky too right now?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who's been touching my food if I can't see it.
Well, it's the food, like apparently it's not in food. It's only human contact. Hence self-isolation.
self-isolation. But there that's the whole thing with like takeout food, right? Is it's kind of weird, like unless it's Chinese food or pizza, right? Because by the time you get, that's the thing with all this skip the dishes stuff, right? Is by the time you get the food, you order it, say, from like a Montana's or something. By the time you get the food, it doesn't taste anything like the meal it's supposed to taste like. Have you find that?
Have you done it?
Like in Ottawa. In Ottawa, we had skip the dishes and we ordered from Montana's.
And was it cold when you got it?
It wasn't cold, but it was just like not like it came right to my table. Because it didn't come right to my table, right? It had to come in a car. Right? That's what was missing. It had to come in a car.
Okay, just hold on. Because it traveled.
Yeah.
It tasted different.
It tasted not as good. Yeah.
Is that just something you like made up in your brain?
No, I don't think so.
Because the food would be exactly the same.
No, I think it's different.
No, I don't think it is.
I think when it's takeout food, I think there's a little bit of difference. Yes. I think so.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tish, Delish by Tish.
Yes. Cousin Tish.
She's doing takeout, hey?
Yeah.
And they're delivering. She's getting her staff to deliver.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, I think they're doing really well with it.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Keeps right? you in business. I think it's great. Yeah. And really, if you're going to order in, order local.
Order local, right? And she's just, a little local eatery, yeah. Right? It's good food, though.
Well, yeah, it's really good.
And it's soup season, right?
It is soup season.
And what more can you really want when you have to be self-isolated? Right. So, okay, let's back this up. Self-isolated. Okay. When you went and picked up your groceries, did you pick anything special and think, I think I will want to eat this?
I resisted getting dessert stuff because I'll eat it in one day.
Right.
I have zero control.
No control.
I bought crunchy snacks, but healthier crunchy snacks.
Okay.
But
isn't it funny how it was kind of like snacks, right? It's kind of like, I need snacks. I'm going to be, it's like snow day at school, right? It's a snow day.
8 days of snow.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to be at home for 8 days of snow. I need some crunchy snacks. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so weird. That's exactly what my thought was too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was funny because I was like, I might like to eat that. Oh, I could eat that.
Right. And I said to Mike, Mike's like, what are we going to do about supper? I don't really feel like suppers because we're on a pandemic. We're on a timeout now. So no suppers, Mike. You get your own supper. I'll get my own supper. That's what we do now. Right. We got to change our habits. Right. Because different situation now.
So there's no supper.
Well, I don't think we have to have a traditional supper because I think it's just, I think it should not be the same routine that we have all the time because it's a different situation.
Because of this?
Yeah. Because it's different. Yeah.
I don't think he's buying that, Lisa.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to sell it to him.
I don't think he's buying that.
I'm trying to sell it, Samantha. That's all.
I don't
know. Right? Okay. Chinese food or pizza? What could you give up?
Ugh.
That's a hard one, hey?
In my heart, I probably, if you said Vietnamese food, I'd probably pick that, but you're saying Chinese food, so I'd rather have pizza.
You'd rather have pizza. So you'd kick Chinese food to the curb?
Yeah.
I would too, only because it's not something I would order as often as I would pizza.
True.
Right? But I'd be sad. And guess what? I'm still really mad at Domino's.
Why?
Because their pizzas look so fucking good and you know that's not how they're going to taste. So every day when I see their ads, I just have rage, hey? Because you know they're going to taste like cardboard because they're crappy pizzas, but they look so good in the commercial. I'm like, you're not fooling me, Domino's, but they piss me off.
They piss you off.
Makes me so mad. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like Taco Bell because everything that they throw into a commercial looks really good. And then when I eat it, it's disappointing.
See?
It doesn't taste like it should look. Or that.
No. Have you had anything from there lately?
No, but now there's this thing called a Tripalupa.
What is a Tripalupa?
I have no. It's like three chalupas that you can pull apart.
What's a chalupa?
I have no idea.
Do we need three? Do we need to have a triple? Do we need to eat food that starts with triple?
I don't know.
Like, I think just keep it double.
Let's ask the expert. Jersey, do you know what a chalupa is?
Yes, I do know what a chalupa is. Of course I do.
What's a chalupa?
A chalupa is like a soft flatbread that it's like a taco, but they also put like, I'm going to use like melted cheddar cheese in instead of the cheddar cheese that is, what is it, where it's shredded.
Okay.
All right. And then you have the meat and then the lettuce and the tomato and sour cream. So that's what a chalupa is.
Sounds like a taco.
Yeah.
It is a taco. It's a bigger taco. Okay. With some more stuff. And then they'll double the chalupa. What you'll do is they'll take in, they'll put cheese, the melted cheese on the inside, and then they'll put melted cheese on the outside, and then they'll take a taco shell and jam it in there. So it's the hard taco shell, cheese, soft bread, flatbread taco shell, cheese, and then you put the other stuff. Yeah, it's like...
That's like the Big Mac bun, patty, patty, bun, patty, patty, bun. Double Big Mac.
Yeah, it's the Mexican Big Mac.
Big Mac. That's crazy.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nobody needs that.
No. I don't think we need to eat food that starts with triple.
Here's the thing. Nobody needs anything, but people should be allowed to have. Right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. No, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to have.
I had a wonderful breakfast the other day of scrap on eggs. And I was thinking about you because you just won't partake in it. And by that, I just feel so sorry for you.
Don't like lose 1 second of feeling sorriness for me ever over that.
I told my mother you bought Scrapple. And she's like, he shouldn't be eating that.
Nobody should.
Nobody should. Scrapple.
Nobody.
You read the ingredients to me. They were horrible.
It's horrible. And you can buy Scrapple, like is Scrapple in a can?
It's like in a plastic container. That's gross. And then you take it. It's like a loaf. And then you cut it with a knife. And then you put, here you go, Lisa. You take some oil in a pan. You get it nice and hot. And then you take the Scrapple and you lay it in there. And it's, and you put a lid over because it splashes all over the place. And then you let it sit there for a while. Yes, it is. And then you wait for about 3 to 4 minutes, and then you flip the Scrapple over real quick, and it browns on both sides, and it's soft in the center. It's got, oh my God, spices. And then the eggs.
Like cat puke.
And then you take fried eggs, so you have the yolk, right? And then you put everything together, and it's almost like a hash. That's the twist, Lisa.
That's horrible. Hash is horrible. That's so horrible, John.
It should be on that. Definitely should be on the breakfast menu of the Boom Bakery Eatery.
Yeah, I don't think it made the cut. Sorry.
Come on.
I don't think it made it. Maybe it might be a special one day or something, but right. But I don't think it can be an all the time thing. But here's something interesting, Samantha. Tostitos have a new flavor. It's called Hint of Spicy Queso.
Yeah, but do you even know what spicy queso is?
What is queso?
It's like a spicy cheese dip.
Oh.
It's like hot.
It's hot.
Queso's like a cheese dip, isn't it, Jersey?
Yes. I'm here for all your horrible food.
A horrible food expert, John.
Exactly. You know how they have the expert for the disease, the coronavirus? And I'm like your expert for all the horrible foods that are eaten in the world.
There you go.
I've probably tried most of them.
Okay. Well, it's good to know. Well, so I don't know. I don't think I would love queso. But what I have been enjoying so much is I've been loving, I think I may be part Mexican, actually. I'm loving hard shell tacos.
That just means you like corn.
It doesn't mean I maybe have some Mexican in me.
It has nothing to do with that.
Maybe like 21 in me.
You don't like queso.
I don't know queso very well.
Queso's Mexican. Or a version of it.
Maybe I love it. I just have never tried it. Because I've never tried a chalupa.
Well, you don't like anything that you've never had before. So
I know. You have Taco Bells in... Don't you have Taco Bells in Canada?
We do. Yeah. We ate there once. We did not enjoy it.
Didn't enjoy it.
All right. Well, they have chalupas. You can go over and try a chalupa. Like you made Sam... See, here we go. You made Sam eat a McRib. I think Sam should make you eat a chalupa.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm full of them.
I'm full of them. Nice. But a McRib is so much better.
Mm. Oh, no. I wouldn't go that far.
No.
Oh, I would go that far.
You know what, Lisa? I wish you would get a McRib now, and we could end this controversy because it was not good.
The McRib
back in the day was good.
No,
now, not
no
so much.
What.
She really
I
just, will.
I will.
She really will.
I really will. There's no. I will just. My heart will love it to death. It just needs to come to Canada.
Yes.
Right. That's what it's needed. Right, Samantha.
Uh-huh. So you think because you're eating hard shell tacos, and how often are you guys eating tacos now?
Like once a week.
Okay. And how many do you have? One.
Yeah, like I can have two sometimes. I can do two.
Uh huh. Uh-huh. So do you like the inside of the taco or do you just like the shell of the taco?
Oh, no, I like it all together.
You like it all together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I don't like it in separate parts.
Are you throwing in some hot sauce? Are you throwing in some sour cream? Like what are we talking about?
Yeah. Like, so what, you want to know what my taco looks like? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, I'm asking.
Okay. So my taco is just a basic taco. So it has some hamburgers, some ground beef, some cheese, a little bit of sour cream, a little bit of hot sauce, some Newman's Own salsa, and some lettuce and a bit of tomato.
So you're going for the fancy salsa.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi, that's my twist. And it's a tequila one. It's a tequila salsa. It's a tequila lime salsa. Yeah. 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 I'm going for the good stuff, Samantha.
Going for the good stuff.
Right? I didn't have kids. I'm eating good. Right? I'm eating good. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I got to tell you something. I like tacos that I don't have to make. If I have to make the taco, I don't like it. If I can buy the taco, I like it. I want someone else to make me a taco.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You have gone back to Burger King to eat those disgusting tacos that they make.
I know I have.
Stop.
And who eats tacos at Burger King? It's a burger place.
It was so gross.
You know who does that? Your hand signaler, your sign language guy.
Our sign language guy.
This is
I don't know.
He's the filthy food expert.
That's why I'm the filthy food expert.
He is the filthy food expert. He's the filthy food expert of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
You know what I am? I'm the FFE.
That's right. The FFE. So there, you got three letters too. You're the FFE. Right? The critically acclaimed FFE from I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Yeah, we haven't created something for a while. There you go.
Nope, there you go. That's a twist right there. That's a good one.
Boom, baby.
Boom, baby. Okay, but I got a question.
Okay.
Why do people use a salad spinner?
Because they don't want to touch their lettuce.
What do you mean?
Because it's filled of E. coli.
And but just wash it. Just wash it.
But what happens is it takes the, what's the okay, because I have a salad spinner because I'm the FFE. So you put the lettuce in there and then it has a hole where you run the water and then you turn it and it rinses the water. And then what it does is it takes the water like the spin cycle in your dryer and spins the water off the lettuce. So when you go to eat it, it's not soaping, sopping wet.
Okay. Okay.
Do you need one, Lisa?
No, it seems like a lot of work. Right? It seems like a lot of extra work for that lettuce. And I don't know if I think lettuce is worth a lot of work, right?
No.
Because it's lettuce.
Because it's lettuce.
Right? It's just lettuce. So just saying, I don't know how much work needs to go into lettuce.
This is true. I think you would do more work for a Cadbury cream egg.
I saw something and they had them as donut holes. Oh, didn't impress me. I know, right?
So gross.
Right? Like I don't mind like at Easter time, like I will have a Cadbury cream egg. Right. I don't love the fact that they changed the packaging and now it's like in a hard shell and not the foil because I think it changed. But I will have one because I don't mind it. But I don't ever want it as a donut hole.
No.
Right.
I just think
it seems ill. Right. Seems too much. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. However, butter tarts with the perfect filling to crust ratio. Bring them on.
As long as they don't have raisins, I don't really
know. I'll take the raisins. I'll take the raisins.
Well, okay. I don't understand raisins in a butter tart.
They just seem to fit.
What is the point?
I don't know. They just seem to nestle in there nicely. Ugh. Right? I don't know.
I hate fake fruit and I hate raisins and stuff.
But raisins aren't a fake fruit. It's a real fruit.
No, it's a real fruit, but it's dried and I don't understand it. And
remember, I used to buy the little boxes of raisins. Remember, I would just eat those different.
I'm okay with popping raisins in my mouth, but when it comes in like a pastry or like a tart or anything.
You don't want it. I don't mind it. And I don't mind it in a tart. I don't want raisin pie. That's too much.
Oh God, I wouldn't eat that.
No, but a raisin butter tart sounds just fine.
No.
It doesn't bother me.
Well, if you keep eating butter tarts, are you going to have to buy a new spring coat?
No. Well, if I do, I'm going to buy the exact same one that I had for my fall coat. My black puffy.
God forbid that you should change what you're doing.
Right? I'm not changing it up. I thought about maybe getting a different color, and I'm like, oh, but then I'm going to wonder if it goes with everything.
Oh, my God, because that's exactly what you would do.
Right? That's what I would do, right? So if it's a black coat, I know that it's going with everything that I'm wearing. If, say, I go to, like, an army green, I'm going to wonder, does it match my black pants? Does it go with that jean? Should it be a darker jean, a lighter jean, right? I'm going to think my coat doesn't match.
Where in your world do you not ever – you only do two things in your bottom half of your body, black and denim.
Yeah.
Goes with everything, Lisa.
I know, but – right?
Just do it. Just buy khaki.
I don't know. That would be my color I'd go for. It'd be like a khaki.
I mean, I get it. You're not really a fan of change in any way, shape, or form?
No change.
So, no. You know.
I hate change.
You do.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't think it's necessary.
Hence why the person who shouldn't be out in the world wants to go out into the world.
I still like the world, Samantha.
I know, but it's a pandemic, Lisa.
I know, right? But still, you still got to have lunch one day.
I know.
Right? Hey,
you know what? You know what's solid in this world? You know what we can always expect in this world?
Tell me.
Rob Lowe.
Yes.
He looked good. He just turned 56.
Yeah.
He's in Lone Star 911.
Yeah. Yeah.
In another show called Wild Bill.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it's on CBC. It's in the UK.
He's got good genes.
He's aging well.
Yeah, there's no garbage genes there.
No.
No, he just, you can't go wrong with a Rob Lowe.
No.
No, at all.
He pretty.
Oh, he's pretty.
Pretty.
Right? Pretty. So pretty. And it's funny. I saw a picture of him and it was back from St. Elmo's fire.
Oh,
like big hair. Don't care. He pretty. Right? When he was in the Outsiders, hair all stick back. He pretty.
He pretty.
He's just pretty.
He's just pretty no matter what.
No, it doesn't matter. That's a well taken care of man. Right? That man looks good.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got for you.
You know what? Thank God for Rob Lowe.
Thank God for Rob Lowe. Every now and then, you know what? You just need to see Rob Lowe and you need to see him someplace.
Lisa, I feel like we need to spur on a whole new thing. # thank God for Rob Lowe.
Thank God for Rob Lowe. We could do that. We could try it. Let's try and see if we can get his attention. Thank God for Rob Lowe.
Splash it on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, right? We can make some collages, Rob Lowe collages. Thank God for Rob Lowe. Right? These two middle-aged women are thanking God for Rob Lowe. Right? And you know we ain't alone.
We are not alone.
There's no way that there cannot be a single woman out there in the world that would have an issue with Rob Lowe.
Exactly.
Right? Like, it's just not even possible. You know.
Middle-aged? Are you guys middle-aged?
Well, we're getting close. We're 50. 50.
Yeah, but I think middle age is like in the 30s, right? 30? That's middle age,
no,
isn't it?
No, I'm middle-aged. 80 is senior.
Oh.
Yeah. Sam's older than me. Yeah.
That's up for debate, and you know that, so just hush.
I'm just saying.
Nah, be quiet.
Right? But we can definitely start a Rob Lowe movement. Excuse me.
I think that would be great.
You know?
I think we should.
Okay.
Let's see what we can do. He has gotten through some dark times lately.
He gets everybody through. He helps everybody. Right? That's his job. That's Rob Lowe's job.
Wait, hold on. Let's back this up a little bit. What do you mean he's gotten you through some hard times lately?
He just, that's just how it is.
Would you care to elaborate on that?
Nope.
Sometimes you got to just be thinking, what would Rob Lowe do?
I have a feeling that's what she's doing.
What would you want Rob Lowe to do?
That's what we're all doing. That's what everybody does.
Girl, get it.
Everybody wants a little Rob Lowe.
So is he your SBB?
What is that?
Your Spank Bank buddy?
Your Spank, what is it?
Spank Bank buddy.
Spank, spank, buddy.
Spank, spank bank. Bank. Bank is in...
Spank.
Bank.
Spank.
You know what a spank bank is?
No.
Oh, my goodness. No. I can't even.
I don't know. I have no clue. You lost me at spank bank.
Yeah.
All right. Friends of the podcast, help Lisa out.
So anybody? I got no clue.
Yeah, let her know.
I got nothing. I'll Google it after.
Okay.
Okay. He probably is. Is he your spank bank buddy?
He could be.
I don't think he could. I think he is.
I think he would, but guess what? He's everybody's then.
I think so.
Ain't mine.
That's, well, I bet you there's a lot of men that probably love a little Rob Lowe too in their life. Just
true
saying.
Dad. True.
He pretty. He pretty. Pretty. He pretty. Right? Samantha, it's been a busy week for my spam folder.
Well, your spam folder has problems, so.
No, you know why? Because this is the number one reason why I hate giving my email address to businesses. Uh-oh. Is for this week. Because every business this week has sent a spam email letting you know about the virus.
Yes. Like, right? You didn't know.
Like I didn't know. Right? And I'm just like, I'm done with it now.
Well, they just wanted to let you know that they know what's going on and they're doing something about it.
Yes. And that's great, right? It just bulks up my spam. That's what I'm saying to you.
Well,
right?
You know what I started to get on my cell phone?
But
we're contacting you because you have a warrant. We have a warrant for your arrest.
Oh, are you being arrested again?
If you don't dial one now, you're going to be blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, really? During pandemics?
Yeah, right. We got bigger fish to fry. It's bigger fish to fry right now. I can't even go into my house if I wanted to go out to pay it.
I almost wish I'd answered the phone and said, dude, I don't got time for you. I got to go buy toilet paper.
Right? I'm in the middle of a pandemic. I got to stay safe and not touch people. Right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You should call. You should answer him and say, come get me, copper. You'll never take me alive.
Yeah, exactly, eh?
I'm like, Jesus. Just like, that sucks.
Yeah, but that's what they do, right? And then there's, because it's income tax season and everything, right?
Hey, we don't have to file taxes until June.
Hey, I'm a Gibson. Already got my refund. Right? Done and in the bank and probably spent. Right?
Probably spent.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right. I did see you don't have to file. You now have till June. And I thought of you. I actually said to Mike, I said, that'll make Sam's world happy.
Yeah, because I hate it.
Because we always have a little laugh at your expense every year. Mike's always like, yes, do you think Sammy's done her taxes yet? No, not if today's the first day that they get done, that you've done them. Nobody else has done them, just you. That's why you get them back so fast, because it's just you.
Yeah, it's just him.
Right? All of Canada, just Mike Gibson has done his taxes.
Because he's that guy.
He did them. Like, I swear to God, the clock turned midnight and he did them. He did them that night. Yeah.
I'm still waiting for one more RSP thing that hasn't shown.
Wow.
Yet.
Yeah. That's weird.
I know.
That's crazy.
It is a little crazy.
Right? And don't we have a parcel that's showing up soon?
Oh, yes. We'll reveal next week.
Next week. Yeah.
Yeah. It's here. Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Samantha, you better do your call to action.
Lisa.
It's time.
Bring your people.
I think we had 4 new people join our group. We're at like almost 600 people.
What?
Yeah, we're like 569 or something like that.
We almost have 600 people that don't think we suck. That's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
That's pretty good.
I know, right? Who would have thought? Who would have thought, right?
All right, guys, all we're asking is that you share us with your people. If they want a good laugh or listen to two women just talk about like
nothing.
Whatever. Well, we just, you know, we laugh at everyday stuff and we make fun of each other and everything. So if you think that someone in your life needs a little chuckle, bring them our way. Go to I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. You can just Google it and you'll find us wherever we are. But we do also have merch.
We have merch. You just have to go to www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com and you can get t-shirts, water bottles, hats, mugs, lots of stuff. Lots of stuff you can get. It's really we also have Patreon. So friends of the podcast, if you love what you hear and you want to help support us, because it does take money. Sam just had to buy a new microphone.
I did.
Right? Because we're not in the car right now because of the pandemic. So Sam had to buy a microphone. So if you wanna help support the podcast, for as little as $2, you can go to www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead, patreon.com/ishakemyhead. Or if you have the Podbean app, when you're listening to us there, you'll see a little red bag over Sam's face. You can give it a little punch, same thing. And that would help us out a lot. We would appreciate that.
Yeah. And you can find us on any podcast app too, guys. Just really just type in, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and just invite everybody to us. You know, we love to talk to you. So bring everybody.
Come on down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Samantha.
Seen any weird street signs lately?
So friend of the podcast put in our Facebook group a couple of weeks ago, Michelle, I don't know, I'm probably saying her name wrong, Cowdrey. That was her name.
Okay.
She suggested that between her and Annette, Sweet Pea, suggested that we do a little topic on funny road signs because they each had a couple of funny road signs. So Annette had one and it was called Willie Lane and Glory Hole. Yeah. And the one that Michelle had was like all alphabet letters, like X, Y, Z, Z, X, Y, Z. So her thing was like, did they just run out of ideas?
I think so.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, where was that going?
I don't know. Like, it's just a street sign.
That is so weird.
Yeah. Kind of weird, eh?
That is so weird. Well, I found a couple.
Uh-huh.
There was one. It says, beware of invisible cows.
Wow.
Yeah, it was in Hawaii. Apparently at night on this particular stretch of road, because the cows are dark, they become invisible in the darkness.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of a funny sign.
Beware of invisible cows.
Beware of invisible cows.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I found a couple too. I found these are some Canadian ones. Oh. So in Nova Scotia, there's three. There's one that's called This Street, That Street, and the other street, and that's in Nova Scotia. There's one called Queen's Bush Road.
Oh,
I didn't like that one. That's in Ontario. Don't talk about the Queen's Bush. Right. That's like blasphemy.
That is.
There's one in Nanaimo, BC called Butter Tubs Drive.
Okay.
Yellowknife had one called Ragged Ass Road. Iqaluit in Nunavut?
I think so.
Had Road to Nowhere.
Well, might be.
Yeah. So I thought those were some funny ones. Did you find any other ones?
I found one that said, go ahead, drink and drive. And then it had three pictures below that. One was a police car that said jail. One was a wheelchair that said hospital. And then an arrow to the morgue.
That's good. I like that one. That's a good one. I wonder what people, like, what do these people think of when they name streets?
I don't know. Like, it seems, I don't know, maybe they're just trying to be funny.
Like, I mean, you get some that make sense, right? And then some that just don't make any sense at all.
Yeah. You know. Well, there was a stop sign that says stop, collaborate, and listen. Stop, collaborate.
That sounds like a song.
It is. Yeah, it's a rap like song. A,
okay. It's a rap song. That's good. I like that.
And then there was one, I found one that says speed limit 20 kilometers per hour. Warthogs and children have right of way.
Oh, that's funny.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then there was an electric road sign that got hacked. And it said, zombies ahead.
Oh, wow. Did you know that where we live in what's called the alphabet zone?
Yes.
I never knew that before. I never knew that we had a special name.
Avenue C, Avenue D.
Like all, because it's all the alphabets, right? All the letters.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You're on the bad side of town.
We're not on the bad side. Everybody's on the bad side now. Right?
All right.
I'm just saying, Samantha.
We could go to Salem. We could go to Salem, though.
What's in Salem?
Well, they have witch parking.
You could go to Salem. You could go. You could find a place to park. Right? That's funny. Yeah. That's yeah. Interesting. Uh-huh. Interesting, Samantha. Huh. Interesting. I don't know. I just don't know. I wonder, like, sits around and comes up with all the names.
People who are bored.
I guess. So let's throw it out to the friends of the podcast. Guys, if you know who comes up with names or how names are derived for street signs, let us know. We're curious. Seems like something. I think Andrea could find something.
Oh, she would be good at that.
Yeah, I could see Andrea coming up with something on that.
I think she could do that for us.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too.
Well, that was a good topic.
Yeah, kind of fun.
Yeah. Lighthearted. Right. Thanks.
Annette. Lighthearted. Just like the podcast. Thanks, guys.
Hey, if you guys have a topic for us.
Yeah, let us know.
Throw it out there.
Yeah, we'll use it for sure.
For sure.
For sure. For sure.
Lisa.
Samantha.
Do you have an eye shake my head?
I do. It's not a big one. It's got two words. Face tattoos. Shaking my head. Right? I tried. I saw somebody with face tattoos. I tried. I can't. Yeah. Right? I'm sorry. I'm judging. I'm not looking at you the right way. I got a backstory built up in my brain. Right?
You have a backstory built up in your brain.
Why are we putting tattoos on our faces?
Self-expression?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you know me, I'm not a tattoo girl, right? I don't have a tattoo. I don't understand tattoos. I get that you have them. Yeah. I don't understand them.
I have one.
I know you do, but I don't understand them, right? And probably a lot of it for me is just because I don't like pain like that, right? So I was never interested, but I don't understand something. Like, just think of it. When you get a pimple on your face, all we want is that fucking thing to go.
Right? Well, tattoo is very permanent.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like, why are you doing that to your face? Why are you mucking up your face like that? Right?
I never thought of it that way, Lisa.
Yeah. Why are you mucking up your face? All you people thinking about getting face tattoos, you need to think, what would Lisa say? She'd say, why are you mucking up your face? Right?
Okay.
That's my question. That's why I shake my head. Face tattoos. Shaking my head. Right. What about you?
Well, the borders are closed between Canada and the United States.
Yeah.
Only essential travel. You can't travel if it's non-essential.
No.
But that means that I can't go see my guy.
No, you can't.
Well, wait a minute.
There's a pandemic.
But.
That's essential.
Wait, folks. Wait. Stop talking. Betty and me, we would find a way. We would find the back roadest of the back roads and we would zip across the border.
But you can't because it's a pandemic. Right? That's the bad thing. And
yeah, there's the will, thing, there's a way.
And the other thing too is that it's not meant to be like a snow day. Right? You're supposed to be at home in isolation.
Yes. Okay. But I do have one more thing.
But it does kind of suck.
Okay. Yes, it does. But one more thing. If Trudeau is supposed to be self-quarantining because his wife is positive for the COVID-19 virus,
yeah,
why was he at a press conference?
Because he's got enough distance. There's enough distance. He's social, whatever that phrase is.
He is not setting a good example for the rest of Canada.
No, I think he's okay because he's the way on the other side of the area. Right? There's nobody near him. I think he's fine. I think he's fine. Yeah. I think he's okay.
I still think he grew a beard because he thought it would make him look smart.
I think smarter. Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I don't know. Who knows where all this is going to lead to, where all the, how this plays out, right? We don't know. Everybody thinks it's just 2 weeks, but when you listen, I've listened to lots of news. It's not just 2 weeks that they're talking. I don't know where we got the 2 weeks from. Everybody seems to have the 2 weeks in their mind and then it's over and done. Oh, it doesn't sound like it.
No.
You know, right? So, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's better that it's this time of year. Wouldn't we be pissed if it was like prime sitting out on a patio time? So we know we'd be sitting on a patio. We'd just have separate, we'd be on separate tables, right? We'd still be out. I think we'd still find a way to make that work.
That's true.
Or the beach or something, right, Samantha?
Exactly.
We'd figure that out somehow.
All right. So the topic for next week
is
weird apps. Why?
Okay. We have apps
for literally everything.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Okay. So we're yang or nang?
I don't know.
Okay. We're just discussing.
I don't know.
Okay.
Why do we have all of these things? How did we function before?
Well, now we function better.
Curious minds want to know.
Okay. So we'll have to delve into that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right.
Are you going to keep talking, Lisa?
No. I'm done talking. I'm so much done talking. I was ready to tell you that it was a pleasure, but I know that you're not done talking.
Oh, we want to thank Audio Editing Solutions for making us sound so good and allowing us to record this way again. We appreciate you. Thank you. Don't forget to check us out on our social media, guys. You know that we have Instagram, Facebook, and the Twitter.
The Twitter. Yes.
Maybe there'll be some collages of Rob Lowe.
Well, there'll be something. I'll definitely do something, right? And we'll hashtag it to death and see what we can do. We'll have a bit of fun with it.
Have a little bit of fun.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else, Samantha?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, guess what? So stay safe.
Yes.
Seems odd that we're both off and I'm not going to be able to see you. So, all right. Stay safe. I'm sure we'll chat lots on the texting because now there's people for me to talk to because they're not at work, which is nice. Right. So that'll be fun. And cough in your elbow.
Uh-huh.
And wash them between your fingers.
Wash your hands, Lisa. That's all I got.
Okay. I'll try. I'll do my best. Samantha, yes. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.